This is Dr. Roland Quinn Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, first name Janice, J-E-N-I-C-E, date of birth July 11, 1959, date of evaluation April 17, 2026, age. Referring physician, and Dr. Craig Wiseman, C-R-A-I-G, Wiseman, W-I-S-E-M-A-N, the complaint, pre-op back shoulder, the HBI, the patient, is a 66-year-old female who experienced a trip and fall while at work on March 6, 2024. She was evaluated for workers' comp. And initially sent back to work, period. She ultimately underwent MRI of the left shoulder, period. She had noted ongoing pain and associated decreased range of motion, period. Pain is dull and worse in red certain movements, period. Typically, comma pain is 6-8/10 and radiates down the left arm, period. Pain is improved with rest, period. She further reports compensative injury to the right shoulder, period. The patient has been evaluated, found to have a problem with the shoulder, and is going to say that left right shoulder. He denies any cardiovascular period. Specifically, she denies symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, X number, hypertension, X number, neuropathic pain, past surgical history, gallbladder removal, next number of fracture of a toe, next number of bunionectomy left, next number of right ankle surgery, next number of left thumb surgery, next number of C-section times 2, next number of right shoulder surgery times 4. Medication, Centaur/ levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Flonase PRN, Flexeril 10 milligrams TID, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, vitamin D3 1000 daily, B12 1000 daily, turmeric, one daily, mitriptyline, take one QID, Tegretol, 200 milligrams, one BID, Botox, PRN, Benefin, PRN, D, allergies, unknown drug allergies, family history, grandfather had diabetes, mother had CVA diabetes and DVT. His son has had kidney disease. Social history, patient denies cigarette or drug use, elsewhere alcohol use. Immune system. Next, he has had stiffness and dystonia. inventory. Been eliminating all the dashboards. Sonia reveals systems that otherwise are unremarkable. A physical examination. Blood pressure 112/6 today. Pulse 85. Respiratory rate 16. Height 64 inches. Weight 152.4 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in distress. A N reveals facial erythema in a butterfly pattern. Skeletal left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on abduction period. There's tenderness on abduction period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinuses of 85 minutes and is otherwise remarkable. In person, this is a 66-year-old female who suffered a trip and fall while at work period. The patient was don't have diagnosis M19.012 and R94.31, for which she will undergo left reverse total shoulder arthroplasty period. The patient is noted to have history of hyperthyroidism, hypertension, neuropathic pain, period. It's further noted to have allergies to doxycycline, K-flex, and Ceftra, period. Patient is otherwise thought to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same signs of Rollington Ferguson.